Absolutely. And Tommy's very busy getting all your birth dates for Dr. Turi. But remember, quick question as well. And we'll be back with Dr. Luis Turi right here on the floating format night of Coast to Coast AM. Luis, at the halfway point of this hour, we're going to do a quick update with Richard Hoagland on the space shuttle. But I'm going to have Richard talk with you, Luis. He's very interested on your dates on NASA, okay?
Indeed.
Very good. Dr. Luis Turi, our special guest, we're going to take your phone calls. As you know, you're giving us the dates, so I'll be getting those for him as well. You keep busy, so once you go through your traveling, when's the Cancun trip, Luis?
Actually, it's on 4 days from today. I'm taking off in 4 days.
Okay, it's coming up.
Yep, and I'll be out all the way to the 22nd and then San Antonio to do the TV, and then I'm coming back, then I'm going home to France, and then to New Caledonia.
Very good. Luis, let's go to some of the phones. Now, first person we're going to go to, just so you can get things ready, is our West of the Rockies line, and the birth date I have here is 6-4, which is like me.
Uh-huh.
6-4-1964. Let's go West of the Rockies. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Tana from Oklahoma.
Hey, Tana, how are you? Good. So you have
a
question?
I did.
You did. Good. Yeah, Tana, anytime I wake up at 57, it's a good birthday.
Yeah, well, I'm only 43, so I'm a little behind you. But.
Yeah, you are. Okay, so what's your question for Dr. T?
I just got my AA degree. I'm a visually impaired person and just got my AA degree in May. And I was wondering about a career. What would be the best thing for me to go into?
First of all, you have the head of the dragon since your last birthday, last June, right in your 10th house of career, and the tail is in your home area. So this might force you to move and to relocate. Have you thought of that yet?
Yeah, I am actually. I'm in a trailer now and may have to move from the property down.
So that tail of the dragon is going to be a little bit difficult until you establish yourself. But career-wise, your Saturn is in the world of Pisces. Your moon is in Pisces. So you're a natural nurse. You have ability in anything that dwells with caring, healing. And you've been impaired by the universe to tap on your subconscious. So anything that dwells with the intangible, the spirits, and the medical field, not to forget the art, you are blessed. And that's what I have for you, honey, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, very good, Luis. Good advice. Well, the computer keeps spitting them out. Next one, first-time caller line, birth date is June 10, 1975.
Okay, so that's 6-10-1965, you said?
1975.
Oh, excuse me.
6-10-1975. We're going to our first-time caller. You're on the air with us. Hi there. Hello? Oh, it'd be nice if I push the button. There you go. Hi. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just wondering, I'm in the midst of starting a new business, and I was wondering what you see in the future for it.
Okay, the same story. All of those born in June have the head and the tail of the dragon affecting their home, real estate, family. That's where the stress is. So, and the head of the dragon is in your career, forcing you to reevaluate your career. So you heard the previous caller. This is what I said. But in your case, honey, you were born by birth with the tail of the dragon in Gemini, the moon in Gemini, so you could be classified as an ADD. You need to focus, concentrate, and finish what you start. Do I make sense? You need to go back to college.
Really? Okay.
You heard me. And you have gift in communication, and you need to learn to listen. You could be a writer, you could be a speaker, but you need to concentrate your thoughts through your dragon setting, Sagittarius. So my suggestion to you is to go back to college and finish what you start. You got me?
Okay. But the business that I'm working on now, do you see anything for that?
Okay. What is it about?
It's body care products.
Okay, anything to do with sales, communication, anything to do with transportation, being a Gemini, you are protected by the universe. As I said, you could also lend yourself being a jack of all trades if you do not finish, because you've started a lot of things. You need to learn to finish and stick to the end. You will be also much more successful if you deal with business that are involving foreigners and foreign land. And that's what I have for you, honey.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
How's the economy look in general to you, Luis, overall for the country?
Well, as I said, you know, the head and the tail of the dragon in the second house of money and the eighth house of corporated area of the United States is not exactly good. However, gold is definitely an area that will be going, you cannot delete gold. So that's an area that investment should be pushed into, as I perceive. But also new technology, new development with technology will allow people to invest on that area, because the head of Aquarius in the second house of money of America rules anything that is high tech and electronics.
Do you believe there's an Illuminati out there? One world government group?
Oh, it's already started. It's already been there. It's always been there. But what the Age of Aquarius does is to unify and make this world much smaller. Since technology and computers have been invented, there is no more distance. So this is what the world of Aquarius is trying to do, is to make everybody be honest and just, where there is no more secrets, being as a big, huge group, put it this way. And that could be scary especially for the United States, mostly because of the Cold War attitudes and the difference in politics, so to speak. But the world of Aquarius has its own reward. Of course, in 2,000 years, when the Age of Aquarius is over and the Age of Capricorn would take place, that would be a different story. But we are not there yet. We just have to deal first with the dead end of the Age of Pisces, which is religion, which is deception, illusion, confinement, fear, guilt, drugs, alcohol. We got to finish that age before we're moving very slowly but very surely into the Age of Aquarius.
When you are out and you run into someone that you know has negative energy and, you know, psychic vampire types, they just grab your energy, what do? Do you try to get away from them or do you confront them? What do you do?
Well, no, first of all, I know how to protect myself, and I have a pretty good intuition, like any one of us, but these are lost souls. They are negative, and they'll try anything they can to suck your energy to survive. It's a matter of life and death, you know. But you can protect yourself, and I talk about this again in my new book, Beyond the Secret, how to handle some situation involving negative forces and negative energy, because they are very real. You know, people will suck you, your energy. It's like sometimes there is people that come in my healing room. There is people that I have to work on with gloves, and there is other people that they don't degenerate me because they have already their own battery fully charged. But it is very real. There is people that are vampire there.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. Birth date, 7/28/1944. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi. Hi. Darlene from Ohio.
Hey, Darlene. What's your question for Dr. T?
My question is about the last 12 years, I've really gone through a lot of stuff, and I was wondering if he can see anything good happening to me in my future.
Well, yes, you were born with Saturn in Cancer, right on your first house, and that's the fear principle. And your subconscious does not know the difference between the fears or the wishes. And having this Saturn constantly sucking your energy brings about your wishes through the law of attraction. So you're very strongly advised to keep a very positive attitude. But the beauty about you is that being born in July, you are under the constellation of the moon. And my book, Moon Power, which is available for free from Coast to Coast website, you can download it from their website, I believe, or mine, will allow you to tune yourself like you would tune up a car. You need to tune yourself to the waxing and waning area of the moon and avoid depression. Do you have any, just a very rough question for you, do you have a good connection with your mother or not?
My mother's passed.
Yeah, because I see...
But I did. We were very, very close.
Okay, yes. You're missing her. Yeah. And yeah. I believe she is your guardian angel. Yeah, she's watching over you, but each time you send a negative thought, you're counteracting the good energy coming from your guardian angel. So make it a habit to be more positive and to have more faith in life. And don't forget, the future is the reincarnation of the thought, and your subconscious does not know what's good, what's bad for you. It will bring it to you at the end. So why not being positive, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
You're really welcome.
All right, thanks, Darlene. Well, Lewis, you know, as you tell me how you enter this into the computer, tell me what you're doing exactly.
Well, first of all, I bring all the date of birth for my software, then I click a button that calculates everything, and then I get the UCI. UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. I can see the 12 specific area of the human experience. We call them houses. You have 12 houses. Those 12 houses correspond to the 12 apostles, the 12 sins, the 12 jury, the 12 tribe of Israel, the 12 notes of music. And inside of each house or each department of for the human experience, there are planets. And those planets are both positive or negative, depending on how they communicate with other planets and bring about certain gift, certain talent, or oppression, or depression, or a way of thinking. And I can see how the person think. I can see the energy affecting their career, their health, their relationship, their subconscious drive. It's like an open book. You know, I teach that to any of my students. Anybody who wants to learn and become a good astropsychologist can take the course by mail and graduate and know as well as I do and do as well as any of my students.
Okay, let's go to our West of the Rockies line. The date, 7/18/1939. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi.
Thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, me and my yellow lab here, her name is Molly, but we've been wondering about the psychic entities of my life particularly, and I've been told that I'm going to have a wonderful destiny in riches and health and other positive things.
Well, first of all, your second house of money is in the sign of Leo. So people born in July, who is born in July, which is very famous? Princess Diana. I guess she was pretty wealthy. there is so many real estate icons out there born in July. When you're born in July, the universe wants you to shine with your finances. On top of that, you have the moon in Leo, which means you could do very well in the real estate and any form of investment. But you probably been forced to lose everything you own in life. Did you or not?
Yes, I did.
How many times?
Just one time.
All right. So, well, your dragon suggests only once. And that's cool, because each time you die, your dragon said in Scorpio, we force you to learn from your mistakes, like every one of us, and get even stronger and better. But one of the reasons why you messed up, if I may use that word, is because you did not respect the universal law of the moon. I will never tell you enough. If you're born in July, and even if your sun is in Leo, if you're born in the constellation of Cancer in July, you have to respect the laws of the moon. You cannot go out there and start to invest and travel and do things when you feel like. You might as well just take your car and drive it through the red light. You can't do that when you're born in July or when you're born under any water sign. As a matter of fact, every sign should respect the laws of the moon, but you seem to be affected much more. What I can tell you is that next year, the head of the dragon is going to be affecting your eighth house of corporate endeavors, and there will be some investment ahead of you that are going to be very, very worthwhile. You will be forced to move, and you might have a little bit of trouble with some children, because the tail of the dragon Leo always bring problem with birthing or with children. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good luck to you. Download my book, my friend.
Okay, man, you're clicking along here, Lewis, with these things.
I'm trying to take care of as many people as I can.
How about 7 to 10 million?
Sure.
Do you see us ever getting hit by an asteroid?
No. No, let me explain.
At least not in our lifetime, right?
When I was thrown into the UFOs against my will on August 11, 2001, with my ex-wife Bridget, I was downloaded the actual function of each one of those planets. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system. It makes the Earth looking like nothing. And Jupiter was set in our solar system by the extraterrestrial with such a mass, such a gravitational forces that any debris that could bring the end as we know it on Earth will be going first into Jupiter's. And that's where we experience the Shoemaker Comet. So do not even think that an asteroid will bring death to this world. The scientists, remember, don't have cosmic consciousness, and they see Jupiter as a big rock playing a part. part in our solar system, but they have absolutely no idea of the spiritual values and the mystics behind the reason and the purpose of Jupiter and its position in our solar system. So the answer is no.
Next up, let's go to 227-1945, Lewis.
Got it.
And wild card line, it's your turn. Hi there.
Hi, this is Charlotte calling.
Hey, Charlotte.
And my question is, what is my best specific career path?
You were born with the head of the dragon in Cancer, you too with the Saturn in Cancer. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you suffer any stomach problem?
Any what?
Stomach problem.
I still didn't hear that word.
Stomach problems.
No, not really.
Okay. Now, your dragon said it's strong. Now, do you have any problem on your joints or your knees?
No.
Okay, so she's on the cusp, but that's perfect. All right, so your best, your dragon is very strong. You don't show anything negative in this chart as far as your dragon is concerned. What I can see you doing extraordinarily well is to protect and feed. Now, have you ever worked in hotels, restaurants, or work as a caretaker or something like this? A question.
I've worked in healthcare. My interests are animals, crystals, and growing plants.
All right. So you're supposed to feed and protect. You could do it with animals. You could do it with plants. But as I said, let me see here. Your tail of the dragon is in Capricorn, and this means you were a doctor in a past life. That's why you're so fussy and so picky about everything. And you have a gift with plants, and the color green is healing you. You like green?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and that's very strong in your chart. But try not to be too fussy, too picky, and too critical. You need to be a little bit more focusing in your subconscious drive. But as I see through your chart, you are definitely a protector, a caretaker, animal, plant, or human, and your head in the sign of Cancer. Again, watch the moon in any one of your endeavors, okay?
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it's Dr. Lewis Turi, and we're talking about his software he developed called the Unique Celestial Identity. I like that. It's got a kind of a universal ring to it, Lewis.
It's all about me. Universality.
I like that and all. You know, well, we're coming up to the break. Now, people can email you through your website, right?
Well, I get millions of emails, and I want to make sure that they don't call me or email me after the show, because I get that all the time.
Why? Do you have your phone number on your website?
Yes.
And, Lewis.
I don't pick up the phone, so I just let it ring up. Either Mike or Sam would pick up the phone, not me.
Put it on silent.
Yes. So please don't call and don't ask for reading after the show, because I have so many readings to do already. I can only dedicate myself to those who have put their trust in my work.
Don't call him. But it's drturi.com. But you do take emails, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. As I do. It's george@coasttocoastam.com as well. Now, when we come back, we'll finish up with the rest of your phone calls, but we're going to get a shuttle and International Space Station update from Richard C. Hoagland. And also for about 2 to 3 to 5 minutes, Richard C. has a few questions with Dr. Turi about NASA. So both of them will be back, and you, on Coast to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie. Okay, we're going to get an update now from Richard C. Hoagland, who's been monitoring the space shuttle and also the International Space Station. And then we'll take a few moments to have Richard and Dr. Turi talk, because both of them are very interested in what's going on with NASA. Richard, what's the update?
Well, George, since we last talked earlier this evening, there's been an improvement. The station is back under its own attitude control.
Good.
NASA managers were able to somehow figure out some of the computer problems. The CMGs, these very heavy, massively spinning gyroscopes that actually hold the attitude, were put back in control, and so far it seems to be working. Now, the caveat is that this happened earlier yesterday afternoon, and the computer ultimately didn't like the configuration, and it tossed it back in NASA's lap, and that could happen at any moment because, again, I'm extremely concerned that this is the Achilles heel of the entire space station, and this is an area where if you wanted to create problems, and I'm going to hit this right on the head, this would be an area where you could sabotage the computer software, particularly since it was the Russian software that appeared to be the problem, and they have, frankly, less security than NASA does, and this would be a way to basically get out the station and ultimately make it uninhabitable.
Okay, and Dr. Turi is with us. Richard, you've got a few NASA questions with him.
Well, Dr. Turi, Lewis, if I may,
yes, Richard,
I'm intrigued with you describing how you do what you do, because it sounds an awful lot like hyperdimensional physics that I've been discussing on this network for many, many years.
Well, Richard, let me tell you one thing. You're just reaffirming what I was saying to George earlier. First of all, expect much more problem than what NASA encounter with computers, period. This shuttle was sent out there on a Mercury retrograde, and you do not do that. Over the years, I've watched NASA sending the shuttle on the wrong time. I have seen a very expensive equipment for the Mars mission being totally wasted and blown away, millions of tax dollars wasted again. And I can tell you, and you'll be the judge of that, NASA's going to have a hell of a lot of problem with all these computers because they did send the shuttle on the wrong time.
Well, the thing that I was getting at is I believe your system is based on celestial alignment. It's basically a hyperdimensional astrology, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Indeed. Each planet to generate a specific magnetic field.
Okay. In our experiments, as I reported on this show, have measured something called torsion field physics, which is an actual measurable energy, Lewis, which
yes.
We have done at Coral Castle and in other places. I've actually seen with instrumentation the transits of Mercury and Venus, the total eclipse of the sun a couple of years ago. This comes off the work of Dr. Maurice Allais back in 1954, who discovered with a torsion pendulum strange anomalies during an eclipse over Paris back in the summer of that year. So the system you're talking about is actually ultimately exquisitely scientific.
Indeed.
It's predictable. It's numerical. I want to look at your software. And the fact that you're looking at these windows of strange events or when things will have a tendency to happen in this prediction or that prediction, to me, doesn't sound like airy-fairy, you know, nonsense. It sounds like the cutting-edge 21st century science that we're trying to recreate.
Exactly, but you have to understand that you're coming to me like normal every scientist would do on the logical
level. You don't like
level.
Scientists, Lewis, do you?
Don't get me wrong. What I'm trying to say, I'm coming to you more from the archetypal realm of consciousness, with you putting in words what I cannot put in words scientifically, but what I can express intuitively. But when it comes down to it, without my computers, without the movements of the planet, without mathematics, there is no way I could do it.
Which makes your system scientific, and
now,
I can back it up, you know, someday, and you and I will have an interesting conversation off the air.
I surely would appreciate that, because I'm sure I can learn a few things with you.
George, back to you.
Very good. Thanks, Richard. And
thank
Dr.
You, Richard.
Turi, we'll be back with you and the rest of the calls on Coast to Coast AM. And we're back with Dr. Lewis Turi, who's known for wearing his baseball hats backwards.
I love it.
Let's go to the phones. Let's see. We're going to pick up now, Lewis. 8-15-1960. And we go to the West of the Rockies line. Hi there.
Hi, this is Angela.
Hey,
and
Angela.
I have Aquarius rising at 19 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know, financially, I've been doing very well, but the last 5 years have not been as well at all. And I would like to know financially what he sees for me coming up.
Well, again, the head of the dragon would be moving into the sign of Aquarius on your seventh house, and that means you're probably going to attract partners. Seventh house deals with partnerships, and those partners will offer you opportunities in any form of investment, and you should be very confident. And I believe around your birthday, this is where the dragon will start to really kick you good. You have a good aptitude in communication, as I can see here. You can talk. You could really converse and communicate. You could sell. You could do very well.
I feel a real connection with you. Before you said at the age of 26, I knew that.
Well, your progressive sun is moving into the sign of Libra, so you're supposed to land on some real good relationship. Whether it be business-wise or emotionally-wise, you should be confident. And again, I can only repeat myself, be ready for August, because this is where I will knock you door, okay?
Thank you.
You're sure you're welcome, huh?
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Next up, we will go to October 26, 1026-1965. We go to our first-time caller line. Hi there, who are you?
Hi, this is Derek from Seattle.
Hey, Derek, go ahead.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi, Derek. What's your question?
Excellent to talk to you both tonight.
Thank you.
I have similarities with both of you. I was also abducted or visited when I was younger. And although I don't seem to have any special gifts from it, but I guess I was just kind of wondering about health and finances.
Okay, well, first of all, as far as gifts are concerned, my friend, you were born with the head of the dragon in Gemini. Gemini was communication, radio, writing, talking. So if you discipline yourself and crystallize your thoughts, you could be a writer or you could be a speaker with no problem. You got that?
Excellent.
Okay, now, everything in your life would be 2, 4, 6. Sometimes it means 2 marriages, or 2 kids, or 2 whatever. So you'll be the judge of that, okay, by your 2 analyzing yourself. As far as your health is concerned, I'm not a medical doctor, but I know that being a Scorpio, you have a stinger, and you want to make sure not to misuse your own witchcraft residue by stinging yourself with your own thoughts. Scorpio is a very mystical, powerful sign. You also have the moon in Scorpio that denotes quite a lot of drama, especially with the mother during the upbringing, and things that you have to learn to let go. Do that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So, as I said, build the eagle, build the phoenix of the zodiac. That's what Scorpio is all about. Because health-wise, there is not much that you cannot do. The only problem that I see with you is about for a year now, the tail of the dragon has been cruising through your subconscious, forcing you into some deep psychological changes. And that's where the fear or the over-concern coming from Virgo, which is a sign regulating health, that makes you behave that way. The sad enough in your subconscious is not a good location. So control your imagination, be productive, and regenerate by doing anything that is spiritual or artistic, and you'll be just fine, okay?
That sounds great.
Good
Thank you very much.
Okay, how about that? Good advice from Dr. Luis Turi. Next one. Okay, let us go to 1065-1959. And we go to you, Wildcard Line. Hi there.
Hey, that would be me.
Well, that would be you. Hi.
Well, happy birthday, George, belatedly, and hi, Louis.
Hello, sweetheart. Just before I go anywhere, give me your date of birth again.
Sure thing. 10-6-1959.
10-6-1959. I got it. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just kind of, I guess, have a general question along with everyone else regarding career and business opportunities, and then I did have a scientific question after that, so...
Well, let me go ahead, first of all, and ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever worked hotel, restaurant, or the real estate?
No.
Okay, because your 10th house of career supports anything and everything that dwells with feeding and protecting the world. Okay, all Libras have those gifts. Let me see. You are very competitive. How many times? I'm not supposed to ask you that, but let me hit you. Sorry about that. How many times have you been married?
Not yet, but I've got a great boyfriend.
Okay, all right. Now, you have the tail on that area. You're very competitive, extraordinarily competitive, and that's a good sign, don't get me wrong. So what was your question now?
Oh, well, just scientifically, I was wondering how does Planet X factor into your calculations? You know what I'm talking about? They call it Nibiru, this giant planet that's supposed to have a 3,000-some-year orbit around the sun.
Okay. Well, see, again, you can only relate to me, darling, because of your education, your experience, and your UCI. If you were to educate yourself in metaphysics, in astrology, or anything else for that matter, you would have a good understanding of the concept that is in motion. But for the time being, I can only tell you that there is a little bit more than what the five sense or what science conceives as reality. There's much more behind what you can perceive. believe scientifically. And at that point, that'd be a very difficult question to answer unless you become a student and spend a few weeks with me. But trust me, astropsychology or astrology is a solid science which has discipline, which has rules and structure. And if you were to understand the dynamics of a housing system, you would have your own answer. But at the time being, it's like trying to, teach you to play piano in 3 seconds on the air. It's impossible.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I think it does.
It does.
She took the info and went on her merry way. We'll go to another one here before I ask you a few more questions, Lewis.
Please.
Let's go to 712-62, 1962. 712-1962. You're on the air with us, Wildcard Line. Hi there.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I have a question. My mental health, my daughter has been destroying me for so long that she has just tore me down. She's 27 years old. And my physical health has been really bad for the last...
Let me stop you right away, Hennigan. Remember, I'm not a physician. I can only tell you through your stars that born in July, if you count three from July, you're going to end up in September. And the tail of the dragon is in Virgo or in September and is in your third house that regulates your thinking process. And that makes you naturally critical, fussy, depressive, and negative. Now, and that is... Don't take it personally. It's just normal for all of those born in July to feel the tail of the dragon affecting their mind, and it affects also their speech process. As a matter of fact, our President Bush, has the tail of the dragon in the mind, and that's why he has difficulty in communicating or thinking straight about what he's supposed to do or not. Now, on top of that, you happen to have a very, very emotional moon in Scorpio that depicts a tremendous, difficult upbringing, and that has affected you. You're emotional, you're sensitive, and sometimes you could be very direct, and people don't like your honesty. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to attract peace with vinegar, okay? Remember, your child is connected with you genetically only. She may even look like you, but her UCI or her stars are completely different, making your daughter a total stranger. So if you were educated, or not, don't get me wrong, if you had knowledge or cosmic consciousness, that would help you to understand your daughter to a very deep level and be more forgiving, or your daughter, vice versa, understanding you and realizing her limits in your sensitivity. So at that point, I can only suggest you to be very positive, to watch the moon. You're born in July, and when the moon is full, the word lunatic, moody, and crabby will get to you real fast. So you have to be prepared and apply your will instead of letting the stars overrun you and turn you into a robot of depression. You got it?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay, that's good advice, Lewis. Good advice indeed. A few more moments to go, and then we shall wrap things up.
May I just something real fast?
Sure, absolutely.
I have a little request to make here. I don't know if you heard about this, Josh, but it's been all over the national news. My good friend Brent McGill, who's working directly with the family involved, by the way, brought my attention to this. I don't know if you heard of that tragedy of a baby called Caleb, K-A-L-E-B.
Yes.
She was shaken and smothered by a babysitter.
Yep.
And she's in a critical condition in the hospital as I'm speaking. And I'm trying to help my good friend Brian McGill to get some money to help the family. And I would like to give a website so people can help and support. Can I do that?
Normally we don't do that, but go ahead.
Okay. It's www.giveyourself.com. It's for that little girl, so the parents and the family can take care of that little girl.
Okay,
everybody. That's the request I wanted to do.
Sure.
Because I feel children are very important, and the little baby is a victim, and we want to get her back on health ASAP.
What happened to the person who shook her?
Oh, gosh, jail. And she should be there forever, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
To arm a child.
Let's go to a few more. 6-9-1973, Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi there.
Well, happy birthday, George, fellow Gemini.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Dr. Turi.
Good morning, my friend.
I've got a quick question about my finances, specifically concerning I I'd like to start my own business. I'd like to get out of driving a truck. I want to get into my creative side with stained glass. I'm wondering how you feel about that.
Well, first of all, you were born with Saturn in Gemini. That makes you either a communicator, a writer, or a tracker, or a jack of all trades. You understand what I'm saying? You
yes,
need
sir.
To focus again and concentrate your energy. All Gemini sometimes have a problem. That's why this is the sign of ADD, and that's why a lot of them are involved in speed and communication and radio. I mean, look at George, look at Art, the old Gemini. What I'm trying to say here, your tail of the dragon is on your finances area, and that forces you and will force you to undergo a lot of stress financially, okay? However, the beauty is your chart is set to allow you to depict where other people's money is, and that could make you a great investor in all affairs that dwell with the real estate. So, again, are you the intellectual Gemini or are you the manual Gemini? Do you work with your hand or your head? What do you do?
I prefer working with my head.
So what do you do? Are you a truck driver, a mechanic?
I am a truck driver, yes.
That's what I thought, yeah. That's what Gemini was transportation and communication. You will find Gemini driving truck, driving taxi, limousine, the post office, on the advanced one works on the radio. There are lecturers and speakers and writers. The speaker of the house, again, which also has the head of the dragon in Gemini. So as far as I can see, you're set to have a pretty long life, and it's towards midlife or the latest part of your life that you will be able to get your Gemini in one, so to speak, and you're going to do very well within the world of investment. So I strongly recommend you to aim for a large corporation, even governmental corporation, and start from the bottom. Because that will lead you in getting the information that will lead you into owning your own chunk in the large corporion and running your own show.
Louis, 30 seconds left of all the remaining months we have in the year. Is there going to be one that will really stick out, one that could be a problem for us?
See, there is always anticipation for problems. You know, I can only tell you, if I understand you, I can only tell you to tough it out.
They never end. Thank you, Louis. Appreciate you being on the program tonight.
You're welcome. And enjoy the book. You should get it in the mail this couple of days.
Okay, very good. I'll be back in Los Angeles. It'll be there waiting for me when I get back. For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Lottesour, Ross Mitchell, Ian Punnett, Art Bell, Alan Corbett, Stephanie Smith, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. Make sure you watch our sci-fi program Into the Unknown tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 p.m. Pacific Time. Roll, those of you on the West Coast, a television set in by your radio. Listen to us live and watch the TV show. Have a nice day, everyone.